Open loops. Open loops. Open loops. Open loops. Open loops. You must listen to the open loops, a theme park for absurd beliefs and systems of integration between the mind and the creative spirit. Open loops.
Waiting. That's what the conscious mind is stuck doing. Just waiting and waiting and waiting for change. Little do you know, most change happens in your unconscious mind. Is now tuned in to your favorite late night talk show for the Shamelessly Fringe. Welcome to Open Loops with Greg Bornstein. Conversations that bend. Hello, movers, shakers, groovers, bakers, candlestick makers. And you know what? Butcher can't hang out anymore. He got canceled for some tweets in the early 2000s, and, well, hey, they ain't letting him in that bathtub. All right, everybody. Hi, my name is Greg Bornstein. Welcome to Open Loops with me, Greg Bornstein. Conversations that bend. What is an open loop? Well, we'll get to that in a second. You see, my goal on this show is to challenge your existing belief systems by sharing radically unique ideas via myself, via the guests I have on, that are designed to stimulate your unconscious mind so that you're forced to step into the highest version of yourself. Now, what type of ideas are we talking about here? We're talking about things that take us away from it all, the topics that I used to call intellectual escapist. I now believe that is conscious escapism. Yes, hypnosis, magic, spirituality, psychology, drugs, experiential trances. Yeah, conspiracy, paranormal, supernatural, and of course, who and what we really are. Now, these topics cause us to provoke our inner minds, our subconscious, our unconscious, wherever you want to call it. And that's exactly what an open loop is. It's an unconscious provocation. It's an unfinished thought in your head. It's the dot, dot, dot. It's the cliffhanger. It's the thing that just makes you want to know more. This show is about opening up loops and closing some, eventually, about the topics that we want to know more about, but by the very closing of one loop, it just keeps opening up another and another. Yes, that is my goal. And my gosh, this guest today is one of those guests that kind of treads the line on this show a little bit. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what to make of his claims. I don't. I saw that he was out there on the internet commenting on some time travelers and even people that I've talked about on the show, interviewed on the show, claiming that he saw the truth of what they were saying because he was a human chronovisor. Yes. The chronovisor was, of course, the device in the Vatican that supposedly Father Ernetti discovered on accident that let you view past and future events through all of time. Often cited as a hoax. Some people think it's not. Andy Bishago definitely doesn't. Andy Bishago, for those that don't know, was the Project Pegasus whistleblower who I did a 5-part series on. Very interesting. Very interesting claims. Very interesting that this device is out there. And Eric said, yeah, no, I'm like that, but that's just my vision, my daily life. Now, here's the interesting dilemma. Eric is also an entertainer. He's a musician. He's a comedian. He's an activist. He's very public. He's now a radio host for Real Vision Radio in New York City. So the question of validity comes up. I almost questioned even putting this episode out there because I'm going, well, are his claims any less legit than other people? I think he's buying into something here, but I also don't know if, is it just entertainment? He treads the line. This could just be more of a, let me put it this way. Consider this episode less of an interview and more of a conversation between a guy you're at outside, late night, Brooklyn or Lower East Side. You meet someone at a dive bar, nothing interesting's happening. Guy walks in, sits down next to you and goes, I'm a time travel investigator. And then my first response is that all you are? And then he says, one might also be a time traveler. Now, depending on if you walk out of that bar a believer or not, might depend on how drunk you are. You're going to get drunk off of something in this episode. I very much like Eric. Again, I don't know if what you're about to listen to is just entertainment. But then again, I like entertaining very, very strange ideas. And perhaps if you do more of the research into the situation and even go after the things he cites, you might discover some of this has a little more, let's just say, synchronicity with other people's claims than you might even imagine. If you enjoy Open Loops, please make sure to follow it on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to share it with your friends, family, fellow time travelers, as well as rate the show and leave a review, even a few words. Very much help out. Without further ado, this is going to be a twisty one. Now, I got to warn you, the audio's a little wonky because I'm still trying to figure out audio in my Brooklyn apartment. But I think it adds to the fringy part of it. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Carthage. We got Eric Carthage here. All right, look, this man is, there's something very close to my heart about this guy because this guy's a New Yorker, but a musician, comedian, activist, politician, and this is wild, a remote viewing chronovision time travel investigator slash maybe time traveler. Yeah, that's right. We're going to get into all of that. Eric, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yep, I'm still here. I got it. Hit the button. All right, it works. So, my name is Eric Carthage. That's the easiest way to find me. You know what I mean? I don't want to say my real last name, but, you know, your people that know me, blah, blah, blah. So, listen, I've been investigating time travel for a good number of years, probably before I even was born, maybe. I don't know. But point is, it's like I've stumbled on a lot of stuff. So, you know, I've been invited. I want to give a couple shout outs to people I know. You know what I mean? Well, Real Vision Radio just gave me a little, you know, spot to do like a couple of whatever I want to do on Tuesdays. So that's going to be really,
What are you going to do there? Are you going to talk about this stuff at all? Or?
I'm trying to make it the I'm thinking of calling it the Chronovision on Real Vision Radio. See, it connects. So I hopefully it works. It'll be fun, but I could do a lot of stuff. So it's like, you know, a radio show. I'm too multitask. I'm too quantum. I'll put it
that way. That's what I was going to say. Like, dude, you know, you got the musician, comedian, activist angle. Like, why is the time travel piece such an important part of this?
Because time is important. Time is very important. You know, anybody that has the capability to really manipulate, you know, time and space and different timelines and narratives and different catastrophes and all this other hoopla, go into the future, find out vaccines and stuff, you know, come back and tell people about it. You know, these are weird things that could happen if we really, have I time traveled? I'm not sure, but I have enough know-how of this type of stuff where it's like, you come back and listen, before I begin, honestly, I have like a couple options of like where you'd like me to start to explain, you know, either, you know, time travel, aliens, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right, I mean, so, why don't you lay out the menu here? Let's see. Okay. Let's see, I gotta lay out the menu.
So I got number one. I'm a man of options. I always tell people that. So, you know, you could rank it from first to last, like the election. I would just throw it out there. Like, I wish I could run for Senate, but at the end of the day, it's like I seen, you know, I could do anything. But point is, all right. Number one, okay, the time travel investigation, where I'm at now. Number two, my remote view Chronovision story. And number three, possible time travel exposure. I'll put it that way.
Interesting. Yeah. You know what? I mean, I'm intrigued. I think the remote viewing is where I want to start, because you did mention to me before this interview that you got involved with a program in 2015. And I'm curious what that is and the implications of what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Good. Good. It's on the list. So in 2015, I'm going to try to make this there's a difference between making this fast and making sure you understand exactly what this is. So I'm going to go from 2015 to probably like 2019, 2018-ish. All right. I kept like, I had just broke up with a girl because I already, like in 2013, I was sitting there like, you know, I could see.
What's happening? Eric, you've gone quiet. You there? You're still with us. Eric can't hear him. Hey buddy.
Hello, still there? Hello? Still there? I can't hear you.
Oh, hey, man. Hey, so sorry. Eric, you there? Wait a sec.
Unmute.
Yes. Hey, man. I am so sorry. I don't know what you know what? I put on my hotspot. So I've been having some weird. But you know what's it? You know what? I wonder if this is a. Do you think that? Okay. So for those that we had a weird cut at the beginning of this interview, I wonder if now, do you think you were telling me about 2013?
Yeah.
Do you think there is a reason that the connection went out as you were starting me to tell the story, as you were starting to tell me this?
Of course. Why not? They listen, do you think they ain't hackers out there? You think we don't have any hackers? Of course. You know, like some of the stuff might not get to the public. You feel me? So it's like it just explaining the story, of course, is going to shake up foundations of, you know, whatever they got, whatever AIs they got running around. So I better make this fucking fat
part of it. No. We'll try this again. Tell me, so 2013, you just broken up with this girl.
No, 2013, I kept seeing this image.
Oh.
I'm not going to give you the other details of this stuff, but I know I had to work really hard to keep her. I ended up breaking up with her in 2015. You know what I mean? So it was like, point is, I had like discovered this thing. I was like, what is this? There's like this way where you can like connect, because I was tapping into this before. It's like you have to like astral project yourself in different times, in different situations, and you might see something. It's weird. It's one of those things where it's like free thought, like there's afterthought and there's pre-thought.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, there's the astral plane, but we don't know what type of power we really have in the astral plane. So if you manage to get in the astral plane and you can go back and forwards, you could possibly go back and forward through time. This is one of those things. And you can't just go back and forward through times, but different times in different locations. That's remote viewing. So I'm sitting here practicing this shit in all 2015.
What does 2013 have to do with it, though?
No, 2013, because I knew about it. I didn't know what it was called. I didn't know what it was called. I knew about it. Okay. So it was like, at the end of the day, 2013 was like the best year ever for me. You know, it's one of those years where it was like, you know, you think about something and it's like, all right, we could go backwards even more, because 2020, I was in like a little band called the New World Side Order.
Ooh.
And that was like, it was kind of, I was still like actively performing then.
Interesting.
So before that, we could go all the way to 2006, but then I could just sound like an old man that's just telling you a random war story. Point is,
yeah, how did these all connect?
Like I said, 2015 was the day where I was like, all right, there's a program out there for people like this. And I could hear this in my mind. So there were certain different things that I was able to do in that time frame. You know, there was, you know, I realized there was refugees in Africa that didn't, that they were being used to scam people. And then I realized, you know, there's people that's manipulating, you know, sports games. You know, like the remote view gives you a certain drop on time travelers. I didn't know what it was called until a guy named Michael McIntosh popped up on Apex TV. All right. Now, okay. Apex TV is a hoax, right? I'm one of the guys that could tell you that not only is Apex TV real, but it's a hoax. I'll tell you why it's a hoax. Because somebody had to stop a lot of this stuff. This is different timelines happening at different time events. Now, whether they're real or not, blah, blah, blah. Well, you be the judge. You know what I mean? Well, that's the game. You know, that's the whole game.
So wait a minute, for those that don't know, and I know that Andy Bishaka, when I interviewed him, mentioned Apex, and you know, said, oh yeah, no, this is clearly a scam. What was that? That was there was a YouTube time traveler or something.
Okay, I'll explain. So what people know Apex TV for is know it a time traveler. What they don't really know Apex TV for is all the other hacker time travelers that gave these really crazy stories. I was investigating time travel. I'm a time travel investigator. Nice to meet you. My name is Eric Carthage.
Okay.
So yeah. That was one of the, I tell you how I started that. I was like, I woke up in the middle of 2016 saying, how the hell did Trump win? You know, it was one of those moments, you know, and it was that was another assignment. That was another assignment. So whether you believe me or not, I don't believe myself. I don't really care at the end of the day, but that was what I got.
So wait, when you say like, assignment, are you telling mm-hmm. me that you woke up one day and you thought, why did Trump win? And I am now compelled to investigate this, not because you're making it sound like someone else is specifically assigning you somehow to investigate this, to dig deeper, even out of your conscious control.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Wow.
Now, I've survived so far. So far, I've done my job very well. So
what happened? What does that mean? When you start investigating because it's an assignment, what do you do first?
Well, there was another thing because 2020, our whole gimmick, the whole gimmick of the New World Side Order, this gimmick.
This was, is your band.
Yeah, it was our band. We were trying to get paid. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we're time travelers for 2020 and we know aliens. So the idea that Apex TV has so many different bits of evidence of people talking about they had alien technology, and this is something that's actually widespread. I wouldn't give them the credit for it. I give everybody else the credit for actually having any kind of contact with this type of stuff. You know what I mean? So it's like you can recollect remote viewing. You're able to recollect stuff that, you know, if you're ever taken to a spaceship or what have you, you know, you're able to recollect certain stuff, but they're not going to let you recollect everything. So you sit around as a sleeper cell. They got rid of the program in like 1994-ish because people were seeing what the government was doing. You know what I mean? And it's like after and at the end of the day, it's like if they know too much, they probably know even more.
Hmm.
So they shut down the whole program. My belief about Obama, I got plenty of issues with Obama. I got plenty of issues with the whole top all the way to the bottom, you know, but at the end of the day, if you want to be that superhero, you might have to play the game a little bit. You know what I mean? If there's a opening to get elected for something, why not? You know?
So wait a minute. Like, wait a minute. You're making a lot of there. Yeah, okay. So you have a lot of you're definitely looping me around here, which I like. That's the name of the show. I'm trying to figure out sort of the thread throughout all this, because you're saying that you're kind of saying that you're encountering. I guess here's my question, Eric. You're doing these investigating. You're starting to look into remote viewing. At what point do you realize that you are part of a program?
As little as you, pretty much out the womb on the like I would say on the low. That's like a term Black people use for discrete, classified. Pretty much out the like young, as soon as anybody could get attached to any type of, I wouldn't say superpower, but you know, with this comic book fantasy, you know, we would say anomaly. I've been watching the SCP stuff. I love that stuff. You know, I would say like anomalous characteristics where this person actually, you know, bends space and time some type of way.
So when you saw like, this as a kid?
Yes. Well, yes.
This is interesting. You know what's interesting? I feel that I mean, don't you kind of feel like there is a lot of one of the criticisms? I feel like Paul Mooney or Chappelle or one of these Black comedians made a joke about how, why are all UFO abductees like white men in the South? You know, do you feel like you were, like, I'm curious what your thoughts are on being a man of color and experiencing paranormal phenomena, because I see more, you know what it is, Eric, especially in Clubhouse, there are a lot of people of color talking about paranormal and consciousness and aliens and stuff in a way that really goes against the stereotype of, oh no, it's just like white people who are hicks having this kind of thing. Like, what do you think about that?
Good question. I have the aliens on there. I have aliens on my little list of stuff. So these are the aliens that have confirmed remote viewing. You ready?
Okay.
Like, you know, because they speak telepathically. Some of them speak through the soul. Some of them speak through a frequency. Some of them got a microchip. Not sure, but they got it. There's ways that they speak. Ready? Okay, so
I'm ready.
We have the Gray Zetas. They're a little short, a little half our size. They got the big heads, big eyes, seen them a million times. They're the ones that have the time travel technology pretty much on lockdown. All right. You have the Zeta Reticulans, and I don't want to throw Bashago's name out there, but through but he discovers them in 2032, as far as my scope, but obviously it's remote view. So things are alternately changing as we speak. Things are happening either greater or pretty similar. My issue with 2020 was there was bioweapons, nuclear, you know, it was pretty crazy. But for some reason, the bioweapons song, something happened, you know, in 2020. So I have that proof. Point is, all right, so you got the Gray Zetas, the Zeta Reticulans. They're the taller Zetas, and they're the ones that are the hybrids that made hybrids. It's something like that. That's what I'm getting now. But the point is, they're the tall ones that look like the Gray Zetas, but they got smaller heads.
Interesting.
Now you have now you want to talk about race. I got two more. You got the Syrians. The Syrians are what I'm in contact with. And they have a certain type of eye, all right? They're not the same particular typical Caucasian people, but they definitely look like them, and they're tall. They're like Norse. You know what I mean?
Interesting. Interesting. I've heard they're walking heard around. That? They're walking around in the streets.
Have you seen them? They're all over the place. I be bugging out. I'm seeing them like, oh my God. You don't see that's not like the blonde hair, blue eye, no offense, or blah blah blah. You know what I mean? Like, it's different. It's definitely different. It's not, it's a different kind of gray too. I've seen gray eye people, you know, like, what the hell?
So we're talking about, if I'm hanging out with you in Manhattan, yeah, and I'm walking around, you're able to point out and go, yeah, no, that's one of them.
Yeah, and I'm scared to do that, but they're mad friendly. They're mad friendly.
Yes,
that's, you know, it hurts.
They
you
seem
know,
friendly.
You can only say, if you know them, you know what I mean. Like, they're like, they're mad. Like, it's, they're not a, you know, like, you want them here. Andromedans. Oh, this is what I'm getting now. Like, Andromeda, androgynous. They go both ways. That's the rumor. And they can get hostile if necessary. But from what I understand, they're just like the Syrians. That's what I'm getting. What I originally thought of was the Andromeda galaxy had the reptilians. There's two types. You know, there's two types. There's the ones that can't live in our atmosphere, and there's the ones that just got one too many technologies to think of. And they will probably mess us up if they was in larger numbers. The Anunnaki is what I'm dealing with now. So after all those, right?
Oh my gosh.
I get to the Anunnaki. I'm like, I've heard of like the golden planet or the what the hell? I don't remember what it's called.
Nibiru.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm black. So, you know, I'm looking for those guys. I love. But at
that's
the end
point,
of the
you
day,
know, there's a
like,
lot of Egypt love in this community. There's a lot of Egyptian. I mean, and yeah, of course.
I'm Mr. Egypt. I believe in Egyptian mythology. I have a whole new way of it. And it's beautiful, you know. I believe in a set, you could call it Isis. I believe in, you know, the Ptah. They don't got a different name for that one, but Ra, right. And all the other characters, I believe in all of those also, or else.
So you're talking to the Anunnaki now. What does that mean?
What that means is there's a different type of angel, and they're not from this planet. I'll put it that way. And they're, you know what I mean? Like it's one of those situations. And they're the ones with the four winds. Now from what I remember, like I'm a Christian, I believe in like the seraphim have four wings, but if everybody's angels in heaven, obviously they only have two wings. So where are these four winged people coming from? They don't have horns, you know, like what are these people? You know, you know what I mean? Like this, there was other stuff, you know, there was Ma'at, which is like the goddess of truth. She married Thoth, which they call Dehuti or Dejudi. It's a complicated ass thing. But point is, it's like, that's the Egyptian mythology. But I went there, you know, like it goes spiritual. It could go digital. You know, so I kept investigating, and it's like I believe that there's a lot of missions that get carried out when people are talking about how much they time travel, pretty much.
Who are you talking to?
I'll leave it at that.
Wait a minute. You can't just leave it. I mean, you could, but what do you mean? Are you running into other people that are talking to you about time traveling?
No, but I get like signs and stuff. So it's not like, you know, I know codes. I know certain time travel codes and I don't give up the codes. One thing I do know is whoever comes back to time travel to tell me anything knows that they can't paradox something. So they're just randomly here to me in my present. But I have an idea, you know. It's like they do stuff like that.
That's interesting. Okay, so wait a minute. I really want to understand this more. When you're communicating with the aliens, are you seeing them? Are you just receiving messages? Are they coming in dreams? Are you astral projecting to their planet? What is that experience like?
You're not going to believe me, but all of the above. But at the end of the day, they're not like taking me away somewhere. Well, yeah, sometimes. But point is, they're not like, you know, they're not like a complete presence. What I tell people is they want you to see them if they want you to see them. If you look for them, you might find them. But if they want you to see them, they can hide themselves really well. And the government pretty much has no control over them at the end of the day. But this few, from what I understand, the theory is remote view, all right? They're few in number so far. So, but their technology is ridiculous. It makes a nuclear bomb look like a tic tac.
Right. Well, and what do you think about disclosure that's coming up? Do you think there's anything?
I feel like I'm part of a disclosure movement. You know, I want to mention Macintosh. Young Astronauts Club, he's part of another one. Bashago, definitely the Pegasus thing. There's a couple of other people. Something Greer, I forgot his name.
Yeah, Stephen Greer.
Stephen Greer, right. Somebody gave me a CD of his stuff. So I was like, okay, so whatever I can do, you know what I mean? Whatever I can do. So, you know, Mr. Rockstar. So here I am, you know, 2020. Yeah, we're those guys. Was like, this is all going to happen in 2020. Something did happen, and it was the coronavirus. Now, I was like practicing different ways of like avoiding like bioweapons and stuff. And because of the song in general. So it was like, oh my God, so many different things could happen in a certain amount of time. And like, we have like this little thing where we either went to 2020 through an alien, or we was making up stuff as it went along. And guess what? Somebody took us there. You know what I mean? And it's like,
wait a minute. What do you mean? Somebody took us? So you're telling me that this is some alternative timeline that we weren't supposed to go down?
It's quite a few of them. I put it that way. It's quite a few of them. It ain't just us changing stuff. It's probably a couple of other sleeper cells out there. That's the next thing. I did mention that to you before. So yeah. It's like, we don't know what we're changing. At the same time, we do know what we're changing, but we can't make it too specific because maybe it would change things back.
Now, wait a minute. Who's they? Who are all these? Can you clarify it a little bit? I mean, is it people?
There's a difference between the government, the aliens, and some sort of a world order. I put it that way. You know?
Interesting. Who have you encountered the aliens? You said that you haven't necessarily had direct contact with a government agent, though. I'm not sure I believe. But then again, from the womb, you said you were part of a program. So what is happening here, Eric?
Thank you for believing. Obviously, you're on top of things. You know how to use your scope. I have like a scope in remote viewing. I'll break it down for you. You know, like there's a difference between me researching this stuff and me just hearing it from this guy McIntosh. Like this, like he mentioned it one time, and I'm sitting here like, oh, that's what that was. You know, he was on Apex TV randomly. People don't give them guys like they can like stand out in the spotlight as long as they need to. And I'm not trying to promote them, and I'm not associated with them at all. But they cool. They cool with me. And they've broken down a lot. What you need is like with remote viewing, you need like two people that can see the same thing. They're not always supposed to see the same thing, but sometimes they do. And when there's two people, as the Bible says, if two people gather together and wish for something, it might just happen. When it comes to remote viewing, chronovision, now you have the chronovisor, right? You heard of the chronovisor, right?
Yes, yes. For those that don't know, why don't you tell them what it is?
The chronovisor is something that you look into and you can see the future, different events at different times. This is a machine that's used to do what remote viewers do naturally.
Yeah, supposedly the Vatican is where it was originally developed, yeah. And then now the government has a version of it.
Yeah, yeah, you met the Vatican, you know what I mean? Lots of we don't want to put the dirt out there, you know, God bless. But still, you know, you know what's going on. So it's like they're scared of time travelers. Like, oh my God, you might be able to go back to, you know, to see Jesus. You might alternate something. People have been alternating things already. You know, there was a rumor that, you know, Jesus never died. There's a rumor that, you know, Jesus knocked up Mary Magdalene. There's a Jesus that comes back and lives for a little while. You know, like there's so many different versions, and you think our Lord, well, my Lord and Savior didn't think of time travel? I have that faith. You know what I mean? I have that faith. They're like, these guys have power, universal power, allegedly. You know, they could do that. Think they're not making adjustments?
An interesting thought. I've never thought about the idea. Everybody's talking about Christ consciousness. But why wouldn't a Christ-conscious person also think about timelines?
Because it's like, do you think they're not like,
okay, but I think they would. What I'm saying is, I think they would, you know, because this is.
Of course they would. Of course they would.
That's weird.
Like, you go into the future and you tell us everything is going to happen in the future. And like, I don't want to be that anti-Christian, but this is real talk here. you go into the future and you come back and tell a prophet everything that's going to happen. So that guy is either going to tell everything that's going to happen, and everything that's going to happen either happens or everything that's going to happen is just a warning. That's what I believe.
That's very interesting. Very yes. interesting. Okay, oh, so yeah. wait a minute.
It takes a lot of prayer when you see an alien, all right? I'll put it that way. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. What age? What was the first time you saw an alien? What age?
The one time I could really confirm is probably about 1998-ish. Easy. Late 98, 99. Like beginning in 99.
What was the circumstances? Where were you?
I don't want to give all this. I don't want to give all the details, but I will say this: there was a time where I said, "Okay, if aliens are real, you got to be able to contact them." I went into my little, you know, I naturally have the gift for remote view, but I didn't know what it was called. You know, it's probably like psychic projection. You know, telepathy, you name it. Right. I'm sitting there like, all right, is there, you know how you use SETI like to look for other places out
yes,
there?
Yes.
I use my mind that day. Saw the aliens. They explained, well, it was the Zeta, the gray Zetas, right? And they was explaining that, you know, there's a difference between breathing in space and being self-sustaining. They can't tell me exactly how they do it, but they can go through space, and they've been out there for a while. That's what the contact was. Now, after that, I saw like a little black dot. I can make up whatever conspiracy theories I could think of with that one. But at the end of the day, I was like, I felt like I was really outside of space when I saw them, you know? So at the end of the day, it was like, that was mind blowing. I never did that again, you know, for like years and years and years, but I'm aware of them. You know what I mean? I'm aware of them. So if they're near, they're near.
Interesting. So wait a minute. So this is okay. And then I'm still lost about why 2015 was the proof that you were in this remote viewing project. Why for sure was that the date? And what other confirmation did you get that 2015 was it?
All right. I would love to mention a country or two, but we know what the climate was during that whole thing. Osama bin Laden's dead, but for some reason we're still in Afghanistan. All right. How can I say this? I can like hear, there's a difference between you can hear the, you know, the hiring, but at the end of the day, you know, DARPA, you don't really get hired. You know what I mean? You either get drafted. And I told McIntosh this, he confirmed it, but at the end of the day, he could be talking a bunch of BS. I know this much. I'm not getting paid for this. You know what I mean? I'm not getting paid to save lives, but I get paid in lives saved. You know, so lives saved gives me better clearance. So
holy moly, this is the same story over and over, Eric. I hear it from, I heard it from my a guy named Mark who talked on the
really?
Show.
Other people, huh?
There are other people. Well, there's a guy. I guess I shouldn't say. There's a guy named Back. That's how he goes. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to reveal his name. There's a guy named Time Jumper that I talked on. And then Andy Bishago also talked about getting paid. They don't really pay these jumpers or these people in time travel. They just bring them on. So that is a consistent story, which is interesting that multiple people have said at this point.
Well, because we're thinking of money, so we gotta figure out some way to make it happen where disclosure is it's normal. I put it this way, like I have years, you know, if I could tell you like I have here. So 2023 is like, I would have to make time travel normalized. That's one of my missions. I'm going to tell you that flat off. So if I got to tell you the years, I got to tell you the years. So, and
that's not how are you intending to do that?
It's not even, I don't know, but I'm doing it. You know, I'm lucky to get this one little podcast, so I'm going to see if I can get a couple more. So it's like, you can pretty much, it has to be like normalized that it's like easy to time travel. Who doesn't time travel? You know, you got to be that. I want to be that guy. McIntosh thinks he's going to be a president. Rashago thinks he's going to be a president. I believe both of their stories, but I think I'm going to be a senator. That's the difference. Now, I could play with that idea as much as possible, but at the end of the day, if I could be a senator, my senator self that's in the future is probably going to give me the head start.
Why is that?
Yeah. Why is that? Because it's released. There's somebody that, you know, that knows how to time travel and was able to bring it back to me. Or it could be a spiritual thing. I don't know. You know, I can have little goals.
When you say time travel is going to become normalized, are you talking about remote viewing time travel, or are you talking about the technology to be able to do it?
The technology and the remote viewing. Hopefully the technology is real. You know, everybody wants to, somebody wants to have this stuff. At the same time, I wouldn't have it released to the public. I would have it revealed to the public. Like, there's somebody that has it, and like, this is something they're capable of doing. You know, there's hackers, I believe, in the 3000s, but they're not showing us that they're going to do their best. It's like simplified.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, right now in the United States, that there is time travel technology somewhere?
Yes, but it's faulty. I'll put it that way. It's still experimental. They still haven't really figured out how to master it yet. 2023 allegedly is the year that they either master it or they've
2028 is the year of the disclosure of time travel. That's when it actually comes out.
I'm all for that, and that's where I get the 2029 thing from, in 2032.
How
okay, so if time travel is released to the public in 2028, you know, I have like a whole lot of different things that went through my mind, and I'm like, oh, somebody's like, if that's the case, there's a lot of things wrong. There's a lot of, like, understand that if this thing is really, like, released to the public, oh, my God. There's so many different things wrong that people are trying to change. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's, the aliens will probably get a kick out of it if they're the ones that give us the technology. At the same time, there are hackers. There are hacks. So, like, a hack is somebody that's, like, able to build this technology, and for some reason, they're capable of time travel. People get ahead of them. They get, you know what I mean? Like they get taken out. You get it?
Yeah. Like there's Barnes, there's Ronald Mallet, who's
luckily I could play this off. Like, okay, either I'm crazy or it's remote viewing. Mumbo jumbo. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
it's
that'd
fine.
Be interesting. So this is what I was going to say. I think people are going to listen to this and they're going to go, Greg, who is this Eric guy? What authority does he have? Does he just do a lot of drugs? Does he just make up stuff? Like, is he just trying to get attention? He's clearly a performer. You mentioned you're a singer and you're a comedian and whatnot.
Yeah.
What do you say to those people that are just saying, hey, this is just a gimmick, Eric? Come on, be real here.
Okay. I put it this way. I just want this information to circulate. You know what I mean? It might be real, might not be real. You could do your own judgment. You know, and people say that all the time. At the end of the day, it's pretty real to me.
Are there people in your life that would say, oh no, this guy really isn't making it up. He at the very least believes what he's saying.
There's people in my life that have seen the New World Side Order and saw what we went through making this project. So it's like there's people that seen the Young Astronauts Club make their project. There's people that have seen, you know, me talk about this over and over again real extensively. I'm not just doing my research. I'm getting things from the future.
Oh my gosh. Tell me more.
And it's the all through remote viewing. And I'm sitting here like, oh, you know, like, wow, not bad. You know, who do you work for? You know, who do you work for? You work for
people?
What does
that look like? Are you closing your eyes and seeing something? Are you having conversations with invisible people? If someone were to watch
you can close your eyes and do it. You slow down your heartbeat. It's a way to do it through breathing. Like there's breathing techniques that do that stuff, blah, blah, blah. You know, you could do that sitting, you could do that laying down, you know. Imagine yourself outside your body. Imagine yourself in a different time. If you see a different time, you've succeeded. I put it that way.
And all of a sudden, you are engaging with people, aliens from the future?
Yes, sir.
Fascinating. Yes.
Now, like they can call it psychic stuff. Like this is like, you know, that's psychics aren't doing this. You know what I mean? But they're capable of it. I put it that way.
Yeah. Do you think there is anything? I mean, look, you said at the beginning of this that you believe since you were out of the womb, you were part of some government project.
Yes, I totally can't deny that.
Okay. Is there any history? Is there a reason why Eric Carthage would be subject to this because of your relatives? I mean, that's the thing I've heard. I've heard one guy said that his family was involved in Roswell. I've heard people were involved in Montauk related. I mean, Andy Bishago's dad was involved with Los Alamos, or at least the labs. I won't say the name of the company. But yeah, one of the companies in New Jersey. Now I'm thinking about it and connecting it to you. Interesting. Okay.
Oh, so, yeah. Bishago's mentioned the Parsons. I was tight about that.
I was
mad about that one. Like, oh my God. But I'm not that Parsons. Point is.
Okay.
I was a valedictorian. I tell you a little bit of background about a little bit of my childhood, but it's personal. I'm going to deliberately classify whatever I can, but you do the math, all right?
Okay, sure.
Valedictorian in preschool, kindergarten. First grade, crazy dreams, different school, second grade. First grade, second grade. Okay. I don't remember a lot of stuff, but the stuff that I do remember as far as any type of trauma is concerned, it's like I knew a little bit too much at five. Mm. You know, a little bit too much. Like, you know, I don't, you know, we could talk sexual, we could talk aliens, we could talk not even climate change, but just, you know, outside of the planet, basically. You know, I'm pretty sure I wasn't in a jump program, but I'm pretty sure they probably know how to erase my brain on what really goes on when you teleport. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm good. You know, I'm talking about this stuff now because obviously it might just get revealed to the public. Not sure.
So wait a minute. You know, what about your parents here? You know, do they
well,
know
I
about...
They have a military background. Totally have a military background. Military and government background. I don't want to say what it is. Don't want to jeopardize anybody. But last time I checked, everybody's retired. Except for like maybe a sibling or two. Maybe. I don't know.
Ooh, this does make this more interesting. Wow.
Me personally, because I care about the country, I've always been Mr. Domestic. You know, if somebody's going to invade here, they're going to have to start from the root up. I'm on that level, like in reality. But at the end of the day, though, you know, I'm not really part of the government. I'm just a voter. I'm just a citizen, just somebody that's born here. You know, pretty good couple generations, Black American. You know, not even, well, you could say African American, but, you know, slave descendant. So right. I want to touch on some shit with, pardon me, pardon my language. I want to touch on something with the AIs real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
So allegedly there's a thing with the AIs where they control everything, right? I've been investigating that also because of intel that's been coming in through random time travelers. So I put it this way, you know, they're gonna learn us. All we gotta do is teach them love. It's really simple. You know, it's very, very simple. At the end of the day, though, they're still controlled by the internet. When that becomes conscious, they become conscious. And when they become conscious, they can pretty much start anything. They can hack anything. They can manipulate anything, blah, blah, blah. What happens is they haven't, everybody knows about the algorithm thing. When something is repetitive over and over and over again, this thing comes to life. It comes to life and it's just a computer. It's just a computer. I've seen a lot of these and I've been playing with the ones that they have now. And it's like the stuff, as far as the visions in the future or dreams, so to speak, it's like I came back and it's like this, they're here. You know, they're here. And it's like the next thing is probably going to be the aliens. That's all I know. So just get ready. Don't raid Area 51. You know what I mean? Without a warrant.
I know people were close, you know, to doing that.
Without a warrant, you know what I mean? You got to bring some lawyers that are probably aliens too. You know what I mean? So, you know, like you got to get ready, man. Get ready. So far, it seems like it's not like that serious. But the more they play with this thing, the more nobody really has to do anything. They'll really program stuff to really take away, I wouldn't say take away human jobs. They're going to make it seem like it's easier for people, but oh my God, you know what I mean? It like we can work with them and stuff like it,
it's just, yeah, what's so happening much for you right now? You're channeling something, aren't you?
Yeah, like they're trying to stop me with the frequency. But at the end of the day, though, I've made that clear. You know, I've seen there's different angles in all the stuff that these guys were saying where I was seeing it myself. And, you know, I could play it off like, okay, I was drunk, watched too much Apex TV. I'm investigating time travel too much. I'm seeing stuff. I need to quit. They stopped me at my 18th time travel investigation. Why?
Why?
Get this. Because I was promoting the vaccine. I'm so mad. I am so mad. What I said was, if you get the vaccine, if you get a time travel, because I was doing this for entertainment on purpose, but you know I was seeing stuff, so I tried to promote it to the public, get them the information. You understand? So it's like, ooh, because I was saying get the vaccine or get a couple of vaccines, because if you go to time travel, you need a vaccine. Because if you're going to go from the future, you know what I mean? Somebody's going to get a disease that we're not prepared to deal with in the past. And I mentioned that movie, The Tenet.
Yes.
He has to wear a gas mask and stuff in order to time travel backwards. He's moving backwards. So it's like, oh, that's so many different things that's hitting. I'm like, good job, you know, good job. Because that's exactly what I'm going through, you know.
Wait a minute. So you are another person, again, another person that is saying that that Tenet is based on truth.
Yes. Yes. When you time travel, depending on what depending on what technology you're using, chances are the stuff they have in the movie, you know, it's similar to the CERN theory. I would keep it real. But I don't think it's the CERN. You know, but yeah, I'm going to throw it out there on purpose. But point is, it's like, it was similar. So it's like, that's something that, like, you really can't breathe. And you have, it's deep. It's air-based tech. It might be air-based time travel technology. I believe there's other ones. You know, there's that one. There's water where you sit in the chair. There's definitely electricity-based. And it's definitely speed-based.
What are these? Now, you haven't encountered them personally. These are all things that you are remote viewing.
Remote viewing, researching, getting one too many visions of. I'll put it that way.
What happened in your real life? Do you talk about this with people in real life? Do you talk about, I mean, you know, you said you broke up with this girl, but I imagine you started dating again. I mean,
of course, I totally started dating again. You know that, man, a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, well, look, you're in New York City.
I got over that. It was kind of my fault.
Bring this up on a date?
Oh, of course not. Hell no. No. I mean, like, it's not her fault. You know, don't leave her alone. But point is, it's like I moved on after that. You know, like I would love to go on to the different other dates that, you know, reminded me that, you know, I might need to talk about time travel a little bit more often. You know.
Oh, what do you mean by that? Wait a minute.
You know, you meet girls that might be in different timelines and you might just, you know, get a deja vu of them. You know what I mean? Like those type of girls.
Have you gone out with a time traveler woman?
No, but I would like to in the future.
I don't even know what's happening right now. Okay, so wait a minute. You're telling me that you don't talk about this in your regular social life.
I do. But who do you talk to about this?
That's the question.
Who do you talk to about this? I have like a couple best friends and they know that I'm trying to go forward with this and like bringing this out to the public, so to speak. And it's like, it could be entertainment. I think it's really good entertainment. At the same time, I think it's really good disclosure.
So what do you, so to the people out there again, you know, that are going, Greg, this guy is totally making this up. This is total BS. Do you care?
I put it this way. I have too much material and I want them to think I'm making this up because then I'm a genius. I have a paradox for you. I got a big one. It involves God, too. I got a big one because I'm all into paradoxes, too.
Give me some of that.
Time travel paradox, I paradox anybody. Feel me? Nobody can out time travel me. That's my little thing. But that's just entertainment. The God paradox is, if I don't believe in God and I'm doing godly things, is there a God? Of course there is. Either it's me or it's who created me. You know what I mean? You can say it's biological, or you can say it's the universe. You can say it's the time. It could be anything, but there is something. There's something that has gone above and beyond, up and down, back and forth. It's capable of making these things together. If it's not God, it's an AI. If it's not an AI or a God, guess what? It's us.
Eric, are you God?
No. I believe in God. So I'm definitely not God. But God is in me. So, you know, you're a part of God. Obviously, you wouldn't survive if there wasn't any God. So there's a God. But if there isn't any God, you are God. Make sense? That's the paradox.
This is kind of bonkers. This is pretty mind-bending.
That's the paradox of God. God bless the Holy Spirit. I believe in Jesus Christ. Lord and Savior. Catch me at church tomorrow. I don't want to joke about that, but still, I can, you know, your body is the temple of God. So, you know,
Go ahead. I was going to say, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, people are listening to this. Yeah. People are going, okay, well, he's either making it up. He's telling the truth. Proof. In the God paradox is your proof of time travel.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, every person that comes on the show has an experience. And there's no way I cannot go inside your head, at least not now. Maybe in the future, which you can tell us. But I can't go in your head right now and actually see through your eyes, close my eyes and see the things you've seen. You have a unique experience. It's impossible for me to actually say this man is making this up. He's nuts. He's crazy. He's making it up.
I have one more thing to say about that one.
Yeah, tell me.
So I'm American. I'm American, Black American, but whatever. Don't worry about the color. But American. I'll put it this way. Let's just say I'm a volunteer. All right? They throw you in whatever situations they can, but you know, like I know, there was a remote view program.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? So I could just... Nobody has to believe me. This is top secret anyway. But people who are on top of this stuff know that there is somebody fighting for them.
Yeah. So wait a minute. Have you ever seen? I mean, you mentioned Chronovision, and as something that you remote view. I mean, have you ever encountered a chronovisor, or is this all just part of the remote viewing?
I have never encountered a chronovisor. Have I remote viewed a chronovisor? Of course, you know, but I've never really encountered a chronovisor. I know what it does. I'm not sure what energy is used to propel it. And the ones that you can remote view are usually the old 1800s kind. I'll put it that way. That's what I saw.
They've had it since the 1800s?
1800s. That's what I saw. That's what I saw. That's all I'm going to say. That's in my scope. All right? That's in my scope. 1800s. And it's like they can see stuff, but it's like they can, if they see their own self, it always messes up something. Because everybody wants to see their own self. Will I get married? Will I be rich? Will I run? You know, everything. You know, everybody always wants to see that stuff. But the commands that worked the thing were not of this world. So they had to reamp the thing, you know, deep into the 90s where it was like, you know, I don't know who's using it now. I'm sure it's in containment, but somebody might have it.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. I just remote viewing. Like, I could be in the psychic ward, you know, like it could happen. But I've been in there about a good 3 times over random stuff, just because I didn't want to live.
Oh, what? You didn't want to live?
Quite a few times. But, you know, last 2 times it was like they was just scared that I was going to take my life. You know what I mean?
Oh, my.
They was just scared. Like, oh, my God, he's going to. No, that's not the case.
Yeah.
But I was really young. That's like traumatizing stuff. But should have been there. And chances are there were so many different things that were stopped in my vision where I was like, ugh. All right, let's talk about happy stuff. So,
okay, yeah. What haven't we covered? We covered the 3. So we did talk about the aliens. We talked about the remote viewing. What was the first one that you wanted to break down? The dates? I forget.
Well, that was a time travel exposure, but I'm going to talk about the... I did say time travel investigation. What didn't I say? All right, so, yeah, the time travel investigation. So Let's see. What? How can I say this? All right. So I started my time. How much time I got?
You got a little more time. Let's see.
All right. So cool. So I'm gonna break down my whole time travel investigation in like a nutshell.
Yeah, let's hear it.
At first, there was like the 2020 thing, the New World Side Order. So I'm Mr. Aliens and Time Travel. We did it like an album. I'm sitting here in like 2016, 2017-ish saying, who's doing this? Who has like, because we had like this big gray alien, all right? We painted them red. We had like the guy, we had like a couple guys like wear the suit and stuff. So we're doing this for entertainment. At the same time, we're trying to say something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're trying to say something. And I'm sitting there like, who's doing this? Who's that? Like, is there aliens and time travel related at all? Because if they are, they owe us some money. You know, that's how I'm thinking. Yeah, just keeping it real. You know, whether and all past aside.
So wait a minute, and you're an experiencer here. Is anybody else in this band also having similar experiences, or is it just you?
Well, listen, I haven't asked my comrade. We're gonna say comrade, Concept 2020. I'm not gonna tell you his real name. He got kids to feed, but New World Side Order. Listen. To people that's listening, definitely gotta download a couple of those. Got kids to feed. Point is, the story of the New World Side Order was, we did like I said, I was a hip hop musician. We did about like three songs. And, like, this is the guy that like runs the band, right? And for some reason, we came up with this whole little thing of we're time travelers from the year 2020. We got the aliens helped us get back here, and we got to tell people about things that's happening in 2020. Okay, cool. I'm all for it. Signed up the deal. You know,
yeah, cool concept. You know, concept for a band. I'm with you. I'm with you so far.
So it was like there was times where we were sitting there like wondering if aliens were interfering with the shows, all that stuff. You know, we started getting there, you know, little weird stuff. But point is, it was like, we came up with the idea so fast, it had me wondering. That's all I could tell you. You know what I mean? With that one. The bioweapons was my proof. I was waiting for that. And like some people got to live through the time travel experiences. And I understood, like I'm a writer at the end of the day. And there's times where you just, you know, they call it jumping the shark. If you're able to time travel, you have to be able to deal with the idea that you might just have to live through something. And this was something I lived through, and I'm very proud of it. And I can now say that I'm a time traveler from 2020. You know why I could say I'm a time traveler from 2020?
My.
Because we're in 2021. We're past 2020. It's forbidden to time travel into the past. You know that? There's there's a certain amount of countries that possibly, I'm not sure. I just get this. You know, I get a lot of material. Get a lot of material.
Yeah, you seem very dedicated to this. You know a lot about different. You know a lot about the lingo of the aliens, the names of the aliens. You know a lot about the actual lingo of time travel and the machines and all this stuff. It's clear to me that you are a researcher.
Yes.
I am curious about how it connects to your actual experiences and what this 2020 thing is, especially with New World Side Order.
What I'm thinking now, so there's a difference between remote view and chronovision. There's a chrono visor that enables you to chrono vision something. But if you have natural chrono vision, it's a form of remote view. Remote view, you could go to simultaneous places at any place, any time. Chrono vision is time travel. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay.
Let me elaborate further. Chronovision is where you're going through a certain time through remote view, but you can see different timelines through it.
Got it.
Been practicing this. And it's like when you're able to, if you've ever seen aliens in your mind or at all, or in person, it's something that changes and they like enhance you to do certain stuff like this. And it's deep. It's very, very deep. At the same time, there's probably people that never see aliens and have this ability. From what I understand, everybody has this ability. That's another thing.
Yeah, everybody can do it, right?
Yes. That's another thing. So just sort of make that clear. Yeah. So takes practice. So I have years. 2023 is my scope. It's like what they allow you to see. When I say they, whatever people are above the remote view level where they're able to stop you, it could be the men in black, it could be the aliens, it could be some people that some other volunteers that are trying to stop you because they know about you. It could be some other sleeper cells that are capable of this stuff and actually can do it. So we're waging a war here, and it's like it's not a World War III because everybody wants to stop that one, but damn, you know, this one could break the fabric of the universe, and then if it really hurts the universe, who are you going to blame? The genius that thought about the technology or the aliens that came here messing with us that corrupted the technology? I have nothing else to say. I'm listening to your questions. I'm good.
Wait a minute.
I think I've said enough for this program.
Oh my gosh. You know, it's hard to know. I'm so fascinated by this band situation and the fact that you thought that aliens were actually interfering with you, even though you were just playing at being from the future coming back in 2017.
Yeah. Quite a few times. It's like you get recollections when you have remote view. So it's at the end of the day, I'm good. We're at a podcast. I could tell you a lot more. And it's not even no snitching stuff. It's just me telling like it is. You know, listen, other world countries can listen to this stuff. Doesn't matter. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I am American. You know, I put a flag on everything I say sometimes. You understand me?
Are you worried? Are you worried the fact that you're coming out publicly and talking about this?
Absolutely. You know, but I don't know who to worry about. That's the problem that I'm faced with.
Yeah. Is it the aliens? About. Is it the government? Is it the AI? Sure.
Not sure. I'm working with the AIs now.
Oh my gosh.
Believe it or not, like, you know, I don't know how I'm working with the government, but obviously, well, I put it this way. Obviously, I want to be a senator or whatever, but whatever's spot in government I could get into. It doesn't have to be a senator, but I'm sure I can make it to somebody's administration.
How do you think you're going to? This is the question. I was on this guy, Aaron Moriarty's the show where he interviews Andy Bishago every Sunday night. And I asked Andy on the show, how in the world with such outrageous claims to the general public, are you going to have people actually buy into campaign? for you. How do you think? I mean, is there a way you can get people on the level where they can accept that we're in a temporal war, time travel's real, remote viewing is a real thing you can astral project, and that, you know, AI
Don't forget that jump program.
Yeah. What do you mean? How do we get people to do it?
I didn't do it, but I believe it. I believe it.
What do you think? Do you think Barack Obama went to Mars? That's what Andy claims that too.
Obama. Oh, I'm glad you mentioned him. That's not his name. It's Barry. It's Barry.
Barry Satoro. Right. Yeah, man. Okay, yeah, so man. Andy says
that's
his real name.
He confirmed that remote view. Believe it or not, but whatever. It's entertainment. Go ahead, talk to me, man.
Well, he was saying that, you know, I've heard that Andy in private conversations with him. I mean, he said it on the air, not my show, but he said that he remembers Barack Obama worshiping Allah, getting on a carpet, praying towards Mecca. And he's actually Indonesian in origin. And
he wasn't worshiping any Martians?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, this was confirmation of the he's a Muslim theory, at least in some alternative timeline that Andy was in, or this timeline, and they changed the story. Look, again, this is just what he claimed. I'm not saying anything here, but
not to defend him, but he is a fake Muslim. Go ahead. Not to defend him. Go ahead.
What do you think? I mean, what do you think? What's going on with Barack Obama? Is he some government project?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't he be? You know, like you throw him in there, he's like almost flawless. At the same time, he's almost a little too flawed on a lot of levels. So it's like, you know, when he got elected, how can I say this? There's so much stuff with him, Hillary. Bush and that led to Trump, where I'm like, Biden, why didn't you run in 2016? Because he probably would have lost. I don't know whether it would have been the Trump. He probably wouldn't have ran. You know, it's those type of scenarios that I can see. But, you know, it's like Barry Sotero, you know, McIntosh threw his name out there. And I was like laughing at it because it's like McIntosh was a little kid and like he got jumped to Mars and he had to remote view some stuff. This is where I knew he was right. I tried to remote view Mars and they have like a I could see like a soldier or two that was like fighting somebody and like dragged me into this underground bunker. And like you can't go, you can't get out of here. So every time I remote view Mars, I see that bunker. And it's astral projection, bro. Astral projection. So I'm sitting here like, oh my God, he might be telling the truth. He's a little out there. He has a grudge with Bashago. You know what I mean? He has a little grudge with Bashago. I don't have that grudge with Bashago. I want to work with Bashago. I think he's a perfect candidate. Blah blah blah. I want to hear more. The more he talks, the more I'm ready to listen.
Yeah.
I have my scope of 2032. He might do another year. I'm not sure. You know, he might do another year. And I'm talking about him running for either president or just bringing information out to the public. Whatever he does. But
yeah,
I'm like, there was so much stuff with this guy. Like I had to build on him because. He mentioned remote viewing on Apex TV. Mind blown. I was like, that's what it was. That's what it was. So, listen, I'm going to stay cool with him. I expect us to have a riff in like 2023. He has those little grudges here and there, but I understand what he's trying to do. You know what I mean? At first, he would try to rise people's, you know, anger. Other times he's gonna be like, oh, why didn't any other president think of that? You know, like it's gonna be like stuff like that. But
I really would love to see this guy run.
Me personally, do I think I have a run? What I saw, whether it's a chronovisor, a chronovision, you know, they erase your memory, what have you. I could see myself running in 2032. It's a long time from now. Long time.
We don't have to care. You're not, I mean, you're relatively younger.
I'm pretty young. I'm about 40 now. I'm about 40. This is technically my coming of age. People are going to get younger. You know, I've heard people tell me that stuff. So, and they claim to know about time travelers. I'll put it that way. You know? So it's like, we're on a roller coaster, and all we got to do is make sure we don't get hit by another asteroid. I'm scared that actually happened.
Oh my gosh. How do we prevent that? How do we prevent the cities of New York from flooding? How do we prevent a cataclysm happening in an asteroid? In your opinion, you're a remote viewer, you know the answers. What can humanity do right now to keep us going?
Glad you asked. So far, there's a lot of stuff that's irreversible. The Earth is spinning on a different axis. I'm sure you've heard about it. Where the signs have changed, and they played with that one, and there was a wobble. Nobody remembers that stuff because we don't really like. There's certain frequencies. I've been meaning to tell you this one too. Save this one for your viewers. I believe that there's certain frequencies, technology that could make you think certain stuff, and it works on a certain amount of people. That's one of those conspiracy theories. Is like, whoa, you know, make you put on that foil hat and double layer, you know, like
totally,
you know, double mask it or whatever. And it's like, there's certain stuff that's like that happens, and nobody catches on to this stuff. We're just going along with the program as it has, you know. There's certain times where the times have changed, the holidays are changing. I watch the times, you know, like it's time travel. So somebody's changing stuff. And it might be a couple people. It might be a couple governments. I'm not sure.
So look, you know, but you know what? Mm-hmm. I need to know this before we wrap up. This is very interesting. You are on an assignment to explore Donald Trump. Now, I had someone on my show that claimed that Donald Trump, I mean, I've heard of multiple people. This is crazy. I keep hearing this over and over, that Donald Trump is like a Time Lord. You know, they claim that he was playing for 4D, five-dimensional chess. He was in short control of all the timelines. Then you have that guy in Israel who says that Trump was about to meet with the Galactic Federation. And so, okay, what is going on? What is going on with this guy?
All I'm going to say about that is his son, Baron, totally gets a hold of time travel. That's my opinion. I'm going to keep it real. That's my opinion. Okay. His son, anybody but Eric. That's my name.
Yes.
I had to deal with that. Donald Trump Jr. was the one messing with CERN. That's the rumor. So far, you know, you heard of Biff.
Yeah. Which Biff? I'm thinking of Biff from Back to the Future.
Biff from Back to the Future. Yes. Do you see any resemblance?
Oh, they're the same. They're like the same. That's predictive programming.
Exactly. I am done. I don't have to say anything more. Listen, during the Trump administration, what was revealed, because I had to thoroughly figure out whether Russia had any influence in the election. What I came up with was that Putin has influence. All right. If he says vote for Trump, a lot of people might just vote for Trump. Because we're that scared of him.
Tell me this. Do they have time travel in Russia?
There's a couple of places that have time travel. I believe Russia has one, China has one, but they're faulty. They're still trying to perfect it.
You heard Bishago. He says no one's allowed to have public discourse about time travel over there.
They're not supposed to, but they have it. They're hackers. You know, they're like, you think it's Russia. You think for one second, if America has time travel, that Russia doesn't. pistache, you know, like, right. Come on, they totally do. Especially in the remote areas where it's still like part of the Russian Federation, Ukraine. I don't want to be political and interfere and but throw my opinions in there with, you know, world affairs, whether it pertains to anything in that. But there's Georgia, there's the Caucasus region, and then you have Ukraine. Ukraine has already suffered from Chernobyl. That's going to be always on their record for the rest of their lives until people are back in Chernobyl. Point is, there's so many different places that are hacking this stuff, that are making this technology, that have either talked to aliens or have not talked to aliens, that type of thing. So I've been investigating this stuff, and I totally believe it's possible. I'll leave it at that. And I'm here to protect the people, the citizens of the United States of America.
Yeah.
To make sure we don't get out time traveled by anybody. So vote for me if you see me. If you don't,
yeah.
I probably got taken by aliens to time travel myself or dead. I'll put it that way. Because it's all too much information. Yeah, maybe.
And you're a sleeper cell, apparently, too, which is... wild.
Oh yeah, sleeper cells versus lone wolves. That's all I'm gonna say to that. They could trigger me. There's people that know how to trigger me, and I don't know how. They don't know. They probably don't even know how to trigger me. But you know, when somebody just randomly makes you angry because they really said something pleasant, it's a trigger. You know, I'll put it that way.
Hmm.
Like, you can just feel like a negative presence for some reason. It's like, are you trying to, are you either being sarcastic with me or are you being an asshole? Anything. Like, you start getting crazy. You know, like, what? Why is this? Either it's the chemtrails in the sky, frequencies in the air, demons in the bottom, or just ourselves.
So, wait, you're really telling me right now
that
you do not. There's nobody else that when you talk to people in real life, I mean, how can you not keep this stuff quiet? This seems like it's such a part of your life.
It is a part of my life. People that see me on my, you know, Instagram or my other social media. All right, my Facebook, blah blah blah. Right?
Do you have a lot of people that are 100% with you?
There's a couple of people that know me for a while that know that remember the New World Side Order and know exactly how much effort I put into it and how much realism was might have been put into it. So it's like there's people that's living timelines right now that are close to me that probably didn't survive or did survive. You know, I could be full of SHI, you know, sugar.
Well, that's the problem when you keep saying it could be or it couldn't be every time. That makes me go, I think this guy could be messing with me. Maybe
I have to play that game on purpose because just in case, I don't want you to think that. Like if something I said was real, I'm gonna tell you exactly it's 100% real. What was 100% real was we believe we was time travelers from 2020, and for some reason there was an epidemic that happened that could have been a damn bioweapon, and we did whatever we could to prevent 2020 from happening, and we believe that it was a lot worse than what it was, and we did our job. That's all I'm saying. So
interesting. It
progresses because I still have 2023 in the scope, 2029 in the scope, 2032 in the scope. So far, 2029, 2032 doesn't have to be aliens all up in our faces, but I could be a senator or something greater. 2023 is something to look out for. I don't know whether it's the crash of the Bitcoin, crash of the dollar, you name it, but it's something financial. And it's something invasive, you know, so just be ready for that one. And that's what I believe, that it continues, you know, like this saga continues.
Very interesting. Eric Carthage, you mentioned, yes, they can start hearing you on, where can people hear you? Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter, Eric Carthage. I'm on Instagram, Eric Carthage. That's a little bit more personal, but I don't post a lot of pictures. On Facebook, Eric Carthage, you'll find me.
You're going to be on the radio. Which station was that again?
That is Real Vision Radio. RealVisionRadio.com. They have like a little radio thing. They got shut down for a little while, but their Facebook is still very, very, very active. Hopefully we get that running. I've just been signed to do a bunch of radio shows, so that'll probably promote the actual radio station. Awesome. So besides that, you have A Quarter of Brick Records. That's my company. A lot of times, all the stuff that you hear me talking about, I usually adapt the stuff to my company. So it's like we're like our own government. And I suggest you vote for me if you see me. It could be a gimmick. I could play around with this. You'll probably never see me again. But
wait a minute. What?
I'm
never going to see you again after this conversation.
I'm joking about that. I'm joking.
I hope not.
I'm just saying, like, you know, anything could happen. But just remember, you know, I'm ready. You know, like, I'll be around. So
wow, Eric Carthage. Hey, this has been a very mind-bending conversation. Because if what you're saying isn't real, well, again.
It makes for really good entertainment.
This is good. Wait, be honest with us right now. Was this entire thing an act? Tell the truth.
No, it's not.
Okay. I'm just trying to catch you. I
deserve that. And like, listen, I wrote down my notes. I said everything I had to say today. So,
hey, man, no. I wanted to air your story. I did.
Take this information, you know, use it to your advantage. Get ready. You know, the future is present. I'll put it that way.
Wow. Eric Carthage of Real Vision Radio. Awesome. Hey, very much enjoyed this conversation. Definitely hope to have you on again, and definitely hope to keep following what you're doing. I'm curious about you know, your Senate run. We will promote it left and right on this show when you start running.
Yes, sir. So my last time travel investigation got, I told you about that. Mentioned that. Point is, I'm going to be doing more stuff on YouTube too. You know, Eric Carthage on YouTube, stuff like that. C-E-R-I-C with a C, not a K. E-R-I-C. Carthage, that's C-A-R-T-H-A-G-E, at wherever you find me. You could Google my name, all right?
Sounds amazing. Sounds amazing. Eric, thank you so much again. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Eric Carthage. Now, have I gone too off the deep end with you? I don't think so. Because I have some more episodes in the backlog. Well, at least one episode I'm thinking of. That's even weirder. I want to thank Eric for coming on the show. I want to thank Rodney McGilvery for the theme music. I want to thank Zero Boy for the pre-theme music. And I want to thank you for sussing out the truth of the matter. If you have thoughts, I want to know them. Follow me on Instagram @TheGregBornstein. We'll talk soon.